Don't look under the internet.
Check the recording. Check that out. Okay. All right. We're going to see how this goes. All righty. So, hello, everybody. Welcome to this, I guess, if you want to try calling it an episode of Don't Look Under the Internet. It's a bit of a weird one. I don't even know if this is going to make it up, but I kind of just want to record something and see if I can get something out to the people. We kind of went last week without recording. Doug got, unfortunately, sick. I have baby stuff, unfortunately, still going on, while also trying to figure out the whole recording from home situation. So all in all, us trying to figure out, you know, how to do this thing, it's a little difficult. So I'm just going to kind of record a bit of a different episode today. It's going to be kind of like a day into my life, or at least what I'm trying to get back to here. But first, I want to do a little bit of Diluti housekeeping. So we have a couple names here that I just want to shout out and say thank you to. So we have names like Jack Nixon. We have Sweet Fries, and we have Trendy Deer 12345. thank you, you three. Super cool of you. You didn't have to give, and yet here you are doing just that. Super nice of you. Now, sorry if audio sounds kind of weird. Again, this is kind of me doing whatever this is. I'm not an audio pro by any means, so if it sounds bad, it sounds bad. But I just want to say thank you to those that have been giving us money. We promise to be giving you some good stuff here soon. But until then, hold it down with us, man. We're trying. it's been weird. But thank you very much for everyone who has stayed in the Patreon and showed us your support. We know these are tough times in the Diluti Stan Nation. We're trying to get back onto a schedule. It's just difficult with baby and me trying to figure out what I'm doing here. I mean, I got it working, I hope, I think. We're going to see if this works. So if it works, cool. I'm a pro. If not, well, what are you going to fucking do, right? Whatever. But anyway, so for this episode, oh, by the way, patreon.com/DilutiPod. You can be called to shout out like those sweet names that I just did. Those beautiful people. Thank you, you guys. You could chuck in something or you could chuck in nothing. But if you give us something, you get bonus material. So that's always fun. What I want to do today, I got a big stack of graphic novels and some comics that I've read recently, and ones that I recommend to those of you who want to get back into some reading material, want to get back into light reading, or are looking for something that's fun to read. These are the things that I've read recently that I thoroughly enjoyed. Some of them are only parts of a whole story that I just haven't finished because I'm sampling it. Others are the entire was omnibus sort of thing. So just going to give you some recommendations. This is going to be kind of like a short, sweet, easy, relaxed episode of Diluti, where we're just kind of chatting and shooting the shit. I'm still drinking a whiskey, though, so it's all good. It's proper 12, so what are you drinking? What are you thinking? There's a bottle here, and it's empty, except it's not because it's a Sunday night and I work tomorrow morning, but I am drinking a little bit of proper 12, so. Mouth noises. Anyway, to start things off, I have in front of me John Constantine Hellblazer. Now, this is the omnibus, so it's a bunch of the stories thrown in there. Highly recommend it if you're a fan of, I would say, the more gritty and like darker tones of DC. Anyone who's a John Constantine fan, any content that you've watched of John Constantine more than likely is based off of the Hellblazer graphic novel slash comic. A lot of these are very familiar. I mean, shit, they reference it a lot of times in like the Keanu Reeves Constantine movie, for example. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but the guy that like does his gadgets and shit for him, that gets like eaten up by all the flies and everything, that's in here. Except he doesn't really like make his gadgets or anything. He's like an old friend that they're not really friends anymore, but he summons like a bug demon god, and it kind of just like fucks with his body and everything. But there's a whole bunch of stuff in here that is really fun. If you are a fan of the animated Constantine movies, which I highly, highly, highly recommend, Justice League Dark and Constantine, City of Demons, I think it is. City of Demons is fucking fantastic. But that storyline is in here as well, and it's very good. Actually, I'm sorry, it's in the next one. But this one has like the startings of it and everything. They mention a lot of it. Nurgle is a big demon in Constantine's life, and he is referenced a lot in here, as long as in the next edition. This is book one. There's two books that I have. I have yet to start book two, but book one, very good if you're interested in like that darker stuff. My second recommendation is called Devil's Red Bride. This is very fun. Essentially, it's about like this lady who, like this lady samurai who, it's kind of like a Mulan situation, as weird as that sounds. Their dad is like, you know, emperor or like a high general or something. And, he dies, and it's a sister, and her brother becomes like the next like general slash like lead guy, but he is not a fighter. He's not like a military guy. He's really stupid. But they were gifted this, they were like willed down this like suit of armor from their dad. And so he's supposed to be wearing it. It's supposed to be like the king's or the emperor's armor. And so he's supposed to be wearing it when he goes out to battle and everything, but he's too much of a chicken to go out to battle. He basically just wants all of the praise, but he doesn't want to do anything to get it and earn it. That's where she comes into play and basically does all the dirty work, and her brother takes all the credit. She ends up not liking that, leaves and everything, and she starts like, she's basically like a Ronin, like goes off on her own, does her own thing, and she starts like they're like going on her own little story, her own little quest and everything. There's a bunch of like mythological like demons and like monsters that she fights in it. It's very fun, very cool art. I love the art in this guy. All in all, I honestly highly recommend this book. I'm going to give it another read through. It's been a good couple months since I've read it last. I'm probably going to pick it up again. It's very entertaining. I believe there's more to it, but it's so fucking good. She puts on this like mask whenever she's like about to like kill people, and the mask like talks to her, kind of like is trying to take over her. It's probably this like metaphor for like her inner demons trying to come out. But honestly, it's super fucking great. The art again is fantastic. I highly recommend it. And you love just seeing a protagonist like this too. Like she hurts. She does not want to kill. But she does at the same time. If you read it, you'll find out. But like, look at this shit. You audio listeners, fuck you. You on the YouTube, if this comes out, look at that shit. That shit's tight looking. So I recommend that guy too. Up next, if you haven't noticed, I'm into like the supernatural slash horror type of graphic novels. I love horror novels. It's hard for me to read. That's why I'm getting into the graphic novel stuff. My imagination doesn't really work. Like, I can't really like picture more than just the words on the page. So if they actually have imagery ready for me, it's fucking great. I love it. Thank you very much, people. And so on to my next one here. And it is actually Poe, Stories and Poems. So it's a bunch of stories and poems by Edgar Allan Poe. And they are actually put into, you know, graphic novel. The graphic novel, like, art style, and it's very entertaining. A lot of these you've already heard of, like for example, I've heard of Cask of Amontillado. I've just never like read it. I just heard of it before. This is my first time reading it, and I gotta say, with the art that they put in here, it is so fucking fun. It is a graphic novel by Gareth Hines. That's what it says on here. I didn't actually know that off the top of my head. But his art in here is very like dark, very muted colors, very like just, it's horrific. I fucking love it. This was one of my favorite reads. And obviously Edgar Allan Poe is a very good like horror storyteller. If I remember correctly, he's kind of like Lovecraft, where he was hated in his time, but after he died, everyone's like, wow, that guy fucks. But I recommend this one. It's called Poe Stories and Poems. Again, that's the cover if you're watching on the YouTube. But it, if you're listening to audio, it's the images of like Poe with a bunch of like knives and shit above him. Very good. Highly recommend it. Again, it Poe does great poems already. If you read them like I did in like high school, that was about it. And to get a refresher on it with like a different visual than what's going on in my brain, fantastic. Loved it. My next one here, I only have a couple more, but I figured I want to pad for time. I figured it'd be kind of interesting getting, you know, showing people my recommendations, because why the fuck not? My next one's a weird one. It's a bit different. It is Batman versus Predator. Now, I only have issue one personally, but I've read them all online. I fucking love this. It is so goofy and so fun. It definitely is like early 90s. It's back when Dark Horse still owned Predator. I'm not sure if Dark Horse owns the rights to Predator comics anymore. I think DC may have that now. I think Marvel has Aliens. I don't know if Marvel actually has Predator or not, though. Either way. But Dark Horse is fucking fantastic at making darker comic books and graphic novels. Dark Horse, I believe, is also responsible for things like Watchmen. So if you like that kind of art style, you like that kind of genre, definitely look towards Dark Horse if you like the more horror aspect of things. But Batman versus Predator is basically, it's what it sounds like. It's the Predator comes to Gotham and Batman finds him, gets his shit rocked, and has to adapt and figure out ways to stop this new menace that's terrorizing the city. All in all, it's fan fucking tastic. You get a lot from like you get a lot of things from like the point of view of the Predator. You get things from like Batman's angle. All in all, I fucking love it. I love anything Predator. I love monster movies, as you guys probably all know. So if I can get more of that shit, I'm totally fucking gonna. There's a Superman versus Alien run out there as well. It's not as fun, in my opinion. I'm not a big fan of Superman comics. I have one that I read. I didn't bring it up here because I don't really recommend it. I never really recommend anything Superman personally. Besides maybe like Death of Superman or Reign of Superman, things like that. But it's just, I feel Superman is just not for me. If you like Superman, good for you. I have no problem with him personally. He's just not my kind of character. I feel he's a little boring on page when he's just by himself. I could be wrong. Maybe I just haven't read the right stuff. I've watched more things than I've read when it comes to Superman, but comment below if you know a good Superman story. I would love to read it. Alien versus Superman is probably the closest that I've gotten to enjoying a Superman run, but to me, Superman is, if you take Superman and he loses his powers, he is just a guy. Like, he's not like, Bruce Wayne and Batman, he's doing all this. No, but like, at least with like Batman, if you strip away Batman's utility belt and his suit, he is still, you know, a genius. He can still make shit. He can still deduce stuff. He's a detective. He's a very smart guy. With Superman, yes, he's smart as well, but he's not going to be as creative when he's down like a Batman would be. That's one of the reasons I can't get into Superman, is because he's just this superpowered being. If he's not done on like an emotional level well is just not a fun comic. You got to give him that feeling, that emotion. You got to entice me into the character, more or less the powers behind the character. So it's difficult for me to find a good one. But again, if you could find a good Superman comic, please let me know. Send me an email at dualitypod@gmail.com what your recommendation is, or a text at 630-909-9366, and show me your recommendation, because I would love to read it. I want to get into more stuff, and maybe there's some Superman comics out there for me. All-Star Superman, I know, is kind of weird, but I could get into it. We'll see. I don't remember where I was getting with that, but yeah, Batman versus Predator, love it. There's an alien versus Superman, which is okay. And there's a bunch of weird like genre shifting ones. Like there's Transformers versus Terminator, which I super, super, super want to read. There's a, I think there's a Judge Dredd versus Terminator, I think, or Judge Dredd versus like Predator or something like that. Super want to read that. I love the crossovers. Especially if you could find it, look it up. The artwork for Transformers versus Terminator looks so fucking cool. So go look that shit up. It's rad as hell. My next little recommendation, probably my final one for the night. I know this is kind of a short recording, but again, I just wanted to put something out there for you guys. My last recommendation for the night is Shiver. It is a Junji Ito, kind of like a compilation book. It just has a bunch of his short stories in it. Junji Ito, for those that don't know him, I like to say he's kind of like he's kind of like the Stephen King of like his, like, what's the word I'm looking for? His genre? I guess they're both horror. He's the Asian Stephen King. The dude writes these short horror short stories that are fan fucking tastic. The artwork is phenomenal. It's a long one, Shiver, but it's well worth going through. Every story is unique and different. Again, the art is great. And if I'm being honest, even without even knowing who Junji Ito is or like reading any of his stories, if you read this, you have probably already heard of some of these, or at least seen imagery from some of them. There's not this one, but there's another one called Spiral, that I have somewhere around here. And, that one's like artwork is like super famous. So you have definitely probably seen some sort of work by Junji Ito without even realizing it. That, and if you go on Netflix, if you're not too big into reading or anything, Netflix does have like a visual adaptation of some of his stories on there. I haven't personally seen it yet. I've heard it's meh, but that could just be people being biased or some shit. I don't fucking know. I would still give it a shot though, just in case. I'm probably going to give it a shot once I get some free time. It's just finding that free time is hard. I guess I'm going to cap this off by showing you guys what my next read is going to be. I have a lot more that I want to get to. You guys can't see it. It's off screen here, but, to the side of me here, I have an entire shelf just dedicated to, graphic novels and comics up there. A lot of them are Marvel. I am a Marvel fanboy. Those are my go-tos, but I have a lot to get to. Not as much horror stuff as I want, but I have things like Ice Cream Man up there that I've read, which is really good. There's Something Wrong with the Children up there that I need to read. I have The Red Room, which I need to start as well. But my next venture is going to be Pumpkinhead. You heard it. Pumpkinhead. Pumpkinhead does, in fact, have a comic book. It is from the early 90s. For those of you that don't know, you're an animal if you don't. Pumpkinhead is a movie from 1988, I want to say. And it was directed by Stan Winston, who is renowned for his creature designs and creature special effects. You'll know him from he worked on Terminator. He worked on Jurassic Park. He helped, I believe he helped on Lord of the Rings a little bit. I think he was just like a guy that like Peter Jackson talked to about some things. I believe he helped with Predator. I think he helped with Alien as well. Just about every like big creature you can think of, Stan Winston has had his hands in. That's why Pumpkinhead, it, to me, is top two greatest monster movies ever. It's The Thing and then Pumpkinhead. Reason being is because Stan Winston directed it, and he knows what he's doing when it comes to making a monster movie, because all he does is work with monsters. R.I.P. Stan Winston, you're a national treasure. We miss you every day. But basically, this is my next venture because I did not know that it existed. I have the omnibus right here. You can find the actual comics, but the actual comics are kind of expensive. There's two different Pumpkinhead runs. There's one from the 90s, and I believe there's another one from the, I want to say the 2000s. Both of them, they're not rated all that well, but I'm such a Pumpkinhead fan that I'm gonna try it out. But essentially what entails in here, from my understanding, is there are multiple demons. Pumpkinhead is kind of like the demon of like revenge, I guess you could say. He is a vengeful spirit. You summon him whenever you want to do harm to somebody, and he goes out and gets them. Now, apparently, there are different demons for each like evil that you want on like a person. So like, I believe, if my understanding is correctly, there's like a gluttonous demon. There's like a prideful demon. There's like things like that. And you actually see Pumpkinhead interacting with these other demons and how they react to Pumpkinhead. I haven't gotten too into it, but from some of the art pieces that I've seen, sometimes they treat Pumpkinhead like he is a lesser being. So if that's real, I don't fucking know. It looks strange. Pumpkinhead definitely has fallen from its high horse. Pumpkinhead 1 is a fantastic movie. I would avoid the other three. They're not good. They're not fucking good. But Pumpkin 1 is free on Tubi or Tubby TV, whatever it's called, and I believe Pluto. So those are both free to download. Download it, watch Pumpkinhead. You will not regret it. It's got fucking Lance Henriksen in it. He's phenomenal. If you don't know who that is, it's Bishop from Alien, and he's fucking great. All in all, it looks good. It's short. I prefer a shorter story. So I'm very excited for it, but that's gonna be my next read. But I hope you guys kind of liked my recommendations here. One more time, my recommendations are, John Constantine's Hellblazer. I got Devil's Red Bride. I have Poe Stories and Poems. I have Batman versus Predator and Shiver by Junji Ito. And then again, I'm going to start reading the Pumpkinhead one here very soon. So here's the cover for it on the YouTube again. If you're an audio listener, sorry, go on the YouTube so you can see it. If you all want to try picking it up, my wife got this for me, so I don't know how much it costs, but she knows I don't like her spending money on me. So it's probably relatively cheap. It's called Sins Revisited. If you want to pick it up, I'm going to start reading it probably this month. If you want to pick it up, and then next month, maybe I'll do another one of these. And then, you know, if you read it, maybe we'll get like a little book club thing going. Maybe we'll get like a Diluti book club. This is Diluti. Don't read under the internet. that's what this is going to be called now. Don't read under the internet. Whoever's editing this, if it goes out, put that in the title. But yeah, I wouldn't mind getting like a little book club going, or like a suggestion like based thing where maybe on like the Patreon or in like the comments on YouTube or something, we all vote on a story, and whichever story gets the highest votes, we all read that come next month. You guys, you know, send me your questions, your comments, your review of the story. Come the next month, I read them out loud on the air, and we kind of fucking go from there. Let me know what you guys think. If this was a worthless piece of shit episode, you let me know. But again, I've been enjoying the horror graphic novels lately. And I just want to share my love of them and the ones that I recommend the most right now. Please show me your recommendations. Tell me your recommendations. Again, you can go to patreon.com/DeLudiPod. You can chuck in some money there and see bonus material. Perhaps Don't Read Under the Internet will become Deludi. Don't Read Under the Internet. Maybe that'll become a Patreon thing. Who knows? Comment on anything you can, and let me know what you think. You can go to our website. It's deludipod.com or deludi.com. You can catch all of our links to all of our socials on there, our YouTube, our Facebook, our Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Again, in the YouTube comments, let me know what you think. We'll kind of go from there. And then you can also go to buymeacoffee.com/deludipod, but let's be real, it's going to be made for booze. And then you can go to our Google phone number. It is 630-909-9366. That is 630-909-9366. One more. Oh my God. No one's here to stop me. Oh my God. Okay. Ready, everybody? One more time. That number is 630-909-9366. Rules of three, baby. And you can go there. You can text us. We always respond to those. Or you can leave us a voicemail. We play them on the end of every episode. Maybe not this one. We'll see what happens. But yeah, again, let me know what you think of this episode. If it even goes up. I'm not sure if it will or not. If it's stupid, I won't do it again. And I'm sorry. I know it's short, but I just wanted to give you guys something. Even if it's just me being an idiot in front of the camera. So love you all. Thank you for listening. Please also leave us a review on Spotify. It literally takes no time on your end, and it means the world to us. We passed 600 reviews. That's fucking awesome. So thank you, everybody. Thank you. But yeah, just leave us a review. I would appreciate it so much. And other than that, if you could just go out in the world, go to like a children's playground. Don't worry, this doesn't get creepy. Go to a children's playground. Find the dad sitting on the bench watching his kid play. Touch his hand and then touch his knee, and then coerce that dad into dating you, and then kiss that dad right on the lips. Mwah, just like that. Mwah. And then when he's sleeping at night, take his teeth out. You'll never see it coming. Okay, everybody. Have a nice rest of your day. Bye.
Don't look under the internet.